Now, government figures this lunchtime show there are now 1,620 international protection applicants here without an offer of accommodation. Hundreds of these could spend tonight in tents as Storm Kathleen brings rain and wind. So, are they prepared for the weather to come? Carol Coleman has been speaking to some of those who have pitched tents all around the International Protection Office in Dublin City Centre. And Carol, many didn't know about Storm Kathleen.
No, they didn't, Gavin. Most of these men are newly arrived here and they're just not tuned in to Irish news or weather. Those who have decided to pitch or share tents around that IP office, which is not a state accommodation site, are basically trying to survive in what can only be described as squalid conditions there. You might remember this site was cleared out a few weeks ago during the snow and many were moved to Crooksling, County Dublin, where I understand about 140 men remain. But the problem is that new people are joining this Mount Street encampment literally every day. This man from Somalia arrived just over a week ago and he told me who provided his tent for him.
A friend of mine gave me this one, but some ladies, they bring every night a tent.
And are you able to sleep in the tent?
What can I do? Well, that's what it is. I'm sleeping in the tent, yep. Yeah. And sometimes raining, too cold, but yeah, we can do what we do.
Do you know tomorrow there's a big storm coming, wind and rain?
Is it? Oh, I don't know. I don't have an idea that tomorrow, so we wanted to see what is coming.
Would your tent be able to withstand rain and wind if it was a big wind?
Oh, I don't think so. It's flying. That's what I think.
And of course, the problem here, Gavin, as well as the weather, is that there are no toilet facilities around this area. So the men are basically urinating behind a wall. I mean, it can only be described as disgusting what I saw there this morning. Food boxes and leftover food just strewn all over the street, peelings everywhere, broken tents, bins overflowing. All of this coming as a huge surprise to this man, newly arrived just a couple of days ago, who told me he was from Burma or Myanmar.
I was only 2 days here.
2 days?
Yeah, 2 days.
Okay. And where are you sleeping?
It's in the tent. It's near to my friend. Yeah, tents.
And are you able to sleep?
Yes. Something is like my cover is the flying and the winding. Yeah.
So, and no washing. I see he's washing his face there with a bottle of water. There's no place to wash or to go to the toilet here.
No, not that. We are going to the, bus station. We are good at toilet and something like that.
Yeah, bus station, train station, Denny's, we're going on public toilets.
Now, in response to the reports of Storm Kathleen and the impending weather, the Department of Integration did say this lunchtime that they are providing an offer of temporary shelter for persons who are actively rough sleeping. So that would include these men and any homeless people around the city. The arrangements will be temporary in nature and will be available for the duration of the extreme weather event. And of course, there were dozens of people outside the IPASS office this morning, men and women just newly arrived, and some of those will be offered perhaps accommodation for tonight. But I spoke a while ago to David Moriarty. He's assistant director at the Jesuit Refugee Service, and he's hoping that most of the men as well as the women will get some kind of shelter for the duration of this storm.
Well, look, I suppose being on the streets is challenging enough in any circumstance, but in adverse weather conditions or in storm scenarios, the situation is obviously going to be even worse and of greater concern. Now, in previous storms, emergency accommodation options were made available for those sleeping in tents at the IPO and throughout the city. So I would hope and expect that similar emergency options are brought on stream to ensure that those in a homeless scenario are not on the streets during treacherous storm conditions.
One of the big concerns of those I met this morning were the lack of toilet or washing facilities. Why do you think there is no willingness to put something like that at Mount Street?
Well, look, this is of great concern because those were the conditions that prevailed earlier in the year, and that led to a public health crisis and a humanitarian crisis for the men that were living in squalid conditions. So the same conditions remain. So it's entirely predictable that the same outcome and crisis will emerge. I suppose there's an apparent unwillingness to formalise this tented encampment, which is understandable to the extent that these men are pitching tents on streets and in alleyways. It's not an accommodation centre. It's not a location designated by the state to house international protection applicants. They're there out of desperation because the state has not lived up to its obligations to offer them accommodation.
That's David Moriarty. He's Assistant Director at the Jesuit Refugee Services, speaking to our reporter Carol Coleman. And the news, the latest figures this lunchtime from the government, that 1,620 international protection applicants are now here without an offer of accommodation.